Okay, so Parshas Ekev, we're going to dedicate the shir to Ari's birthday today. Tu Bav. We'll give a shir about Tu Bav. We'll fit into the Parsha somehow. Okay, so this week's Parsha, Parshas Ekev, there's a mitzvah say for benching. Chazal had a Kabbalah that the Pasuk V'chalta V'savata V'rachta Hashem L'kecha is not saying what you're going to do. It's actually a tzivui. V'chalta V'savata V'rachta Hashem L'kecha. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is in Brachas on Daf Mem Ches Mebeis. So basically, the Gemara says that there's a Seder Brachas. The Seder Brachas goes like this: there are four Brachas. Okay, it's Machlekes Tanom, Amiroyim. What is the status of the fourth Bracha on benching, which is Atayva Meitav? Yeah, we Paskin Strabana. So the Brice over here says Tanom Rabbanim Minayin LeBrachas. How do you know benching? So there's two shitas here. We're going to start with Rebbe. Rebbe Yemi v'chalta v'svatu v'rachta zu birchas hazon. Zimun we know from a different pasuk, gad l'shem iti. Then it says v'chalta v'svatu v'rachta es Hashem l'kecha la'aret zu birchas ha'aret ha'toiva zu b'nei Yerushalayim b'chein o'ima ha'har ha'toiv ha'zev l'avoinen and ha'toiv ha'meitu b'yavnei teknua. So that's what it says. There are four brachas in benching. The first one is learned out from the pasuk v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. Okay. Then the next bracha is learned out al ha'aretz, and the third bracha is learned out from hatayva, and then the fourth bracha was made up later in Yavnin. The Gemara elaborates more on this point on top of Mechesam Beis. Amar Rav Nachman. So the brachas, the way we have it, when were they formulated? So the first bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekedem Hazan Es Olam, and B'chayis Med Baruch Atah Hashem Hazan Es Hakol. Moshe Rabbeinu formulated that bracha when the man came down. B'shosh Yard Lehem Man. The second bracha, Yeshua, Tikin Lehem Birchaz Arts. The second bracha of benching, Yeshua Ben Nun was misakin it. Kaven Shenichnasu La'aretz. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua Ben Nun made the second bracha, and the second bracha talks about Eretz Yisrael. Shleima, David v'Shleima tiknu b'nei Yerushalayim. The third bracha starts off Rachem na Ayisol Amechel v'Yerushalayim Yirecha. That's the third bracha benching, and then we chaysim it uvenei Yerushalayim Yerkosh Mei V'Amenu. Shleima and David made that bracha. David tikin Ayisol Amechel v'Yerushalayim Yirecha. When David moved in, David made the capital Yerushalayim. So he was misakin the birchas Yerushalayim, and when Shleima put up the Beis Hamikdash, v'Shleima tikin habayis hagadol v'akadosh. When was the fourth bracha made? Hatayva meitav biyavne teknua. Okay, when was this bracha formulated in history? Today, Tu Bav. Okay, hatayva meitav. Yes, so hatayva meitav biyavne teknua. Keneged aruge beitar. They were misakin it. Keneged aruge beitar. Damer of Masna. We're going to read the Gemara in Bav Basra. It's in a few places in Shas. Oisa hayoyim shenitne haruge beit lekavura. Okay, so when the haruge beit were given the kavura, tiknu biyavne hatoiv hametiv. Hatoiv shalo yisrichu, v'hametiv shenitne kavura. Okay, just a little bit of history and background, what's going on over here. Basically, the Chorban was in the year 70 CE, the way we count. Now, even though Yerushalayim was destroyed, there were still Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a very big thriving city still in Eretz Yisrael called Beitar. And in the year 135, so there was a resistance from the Jews. It was called the Judeo-Roman War. And during this time, the Jews put up a rebellion and a resistance. The Jews had a leader called Bar Kochava. And in Chazal, it's called Bar Kochava. The word Kozav means when you put hope into something and then the hope is shattered. He was so great, Bar Kochava, that even Rabbi Kiva thought he was Mashiach. He says, Darach Kochav Miyakov, this is Bar Kochava. And it was a very shattering defeat. The Gemara says, there's another ominous discussion about Beitar. The Gemara in Tainus says there are five reasons for destruction, for making Tisha B'Av a very sad day. Obviously, the first bias, second bias, but it's because Nilka de Beitar. That was the Beitar was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. So Beitar was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. They didn't allow for Kavura. I don't know if it was that year or many years later, but a nace happened that they massacred Beitar. In fact, that's the Gemara in Hanazakin. And Daf Nun Zayin over there talks about the massacre of Beitar.
It wasn't that year, it wasn't
those
later.
It was the year 135 was the massacre of Beitar, and then Kavura was later because it was a different king, a different emperor.
Is that 7 years or something?
Could seven be, years. Yeah, 7 years. So the
hung around
like a vineyard. Karim. Yeah, Karim. Anyways, so what happened was they massacred, and the Gemara in Gittin goes into details of the rivers of blood that were flowing. It was just a gefarlecha time for Klal Yisrael. And they made a gezeira, no one's allowed to bury their loved ones. And a nes happened, that first of all, that the bodies didn't decompose. And the second of all, that the gezeira was turned over. And eventually everybody was able to retrieve their loved ones and give them a proper burial. When that happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when that happened, Chachamim in Yavne said, we're going to make a new bracha for benching. What's the Shaykh's benching to Yavna? That's right. Very... I didn't have a chance to look it up. When I was learning brachas, I saw Me'iri about it. But I'm going to tell you over Meshach Chachma. Okay, so what is... let's just discuss this for a few moments. What's the reason why we celebrate Tu B'Av? In strict halacha, the Beis Yosef brings in Hilchos Tachanun, he says that the Rishonim say that it's not a simcha, it was only a simcha the time that they celebrated the Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainus, and after the Korban it wasn't a celebration, but Vibalt, Klal Yisrael celebrated it because of these five things. They accepted upon themselves this happy day, and it remained throughout history as a Yom Tov. That's what, so therefore we don't say Tachanun. So the Gemara says, what's the reason why? There were two very, very happy days in Klal Yisrael.
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur Tuvah. So the Gemara says, okay, then two Mishnah Tainus. Yeah, Leiha Yom and Tovim Yisrael. Actually, Shidduchim fits very much into some of the reasons we're going to give here. The Gemara says, Leiha Yom and Tovim Yisrael, the happiest day of the Jewish calendar, were Yom Kippur and Tubav. This is one of the happiest days of the year traditionally. And the Mishnah Tainus says they would go out to the field to pick the Shidduchim. And it was a very good time. So the Gemara says, okay, Yom Kippur, we understand why it's so happy. First of all, it's the day we got the Lucha Shnias, and it's a Yom that's a Slicha Mechila. What's so good about Tu B'Av? So the Gemara gives six reasons. We'll go through them briefly. First, Teresis. Yom Shehutu Shvatim Lav Zebezeh. The problem, when they came in Teresis Yisrael, so let's say B'nai Slavchad only had daughters, they're going to take their father's Chalik. But if they got married, the problem that the Torah speaks about, if they get married from Sheva Gad, now Sheva Gad is going to repossess a chelik of Sheva Yosef. So for that generation, they were only allowed to intermarry within their Shevet. And it caused a Shidduch crisis. So the year that they, the next generation, when they rescinded that Gezerah, became a very happy time.
So,
yeah, that's the next Torah. So that's right away a reason why it became a day of Shidduchim. Because it was a day that we gave more opportunities for people to do Shidduchim. The second reason is what Ari just said. It's Yom Shehutu Shevet Ben Yom Elove Bekal. That's the second reason. In Tanakh, you learn about in Sefer Shoftim, there was a terrible civil war in Klal Yisrael. I think 75,000 people of Binyamin were killed. It's a tremendous number that people killed. Basically, just briefly, what happened was a story of Pelegish Begiva. There was a girl and a Pelegish and a man, and the man was traveling at night, and a bunch of hoodlums in the city of Giv'a surround the house. They said, bring out the girl, and they abused her the whole night, sexually, and they left her for dead. And when she died, the next morning, the husband was so enraged at what they did, the husband cut her up into 12 pieces, put it into an envelope, and every shaver got a piece in the mail. And everyone said, what in the world is going on? And they said, this is what these bums from Binyamin did. So Klal Yisrael Pe'echad said, hand them over. We got to do justice to them. And Binyamin saved their people. Binyamin said, we'll deal with it in-house. And they didn't turn it over. And there was a whole war. This Ramban treats it extensively in Parshas Vayera when he deals with Sadaim. Right, so he wants to know what's the difference between what Pelegish Begiva did and what Sadaim did. Sadaim is notorious as the worst people in history. This seems like pretty up there, right? So he Ramban deals with it, and once he deals, he goes through all the psukim. Very interesting, Ramban and Parshas Vayera. Anyways, but so the Klal Yisrael after the civil war was so angry at Binyamin, they swore we're not marrying into that Shevet anymore. And the next generation, when they rescinded that, it became a day that, again, the Shiduchim opened up for Shevet Binyamin. And they danced, and they picked the Shiduchim. Right, everybody wore the same. They didn't let anyone wear Prada, and like everyone had to wear borrowed clothing. That's the second reason. The third reason, there was a bad king. His name was Hoshea ben Allah. Okay, so if you know, again, this is in Tanakh. There was up until Shlomo HaMelech's time, there was a unified Malchus Beis David. But Shlomo HaMelech did some chatam, and the Navi came to him. Because you did that, you're going to lose. Your malchus is going to be split in half. The Navi says, not in your days, because of Bishchus, your father, but in the days of your son, Rechavam, so his maluch was split. So what happened was, during the times of Rechavam, there was a break-off in Klal Yisrael. tragedy, a break off in Klai Yisrael. And the 10 Shevatim followed Yeravim ben Nevat in the north. That was called the northern kingdom. And then the central Eretz Yisrael kingdom, where Yerushalayim is, that was Binyamin and Yehuda. Anyways, there was a problem. The northern kingdom didn't like that the Jews were being Eil HaRegel. So they set up their own little idols there, and they forbade anyone to be Eil HaRegel. They didn't want anyone having allegiance. It's like, you know, the Havdil, this north and the south in Civil War. They didn't want anyone having allegiance there. No one being Eil HaRegel. They didn't want any of the Tem Shvatim coming down. So they set up guards. If you came down, you got arrested. So there was later in history a king, his name was Hoshea ben Ala. He wasn't the best king, and the Psukim say wasn't, but for this he was credited that he took away the sentries, the guards, the policemen that stopped people from being Eil HaRegel. That was a big simcha. Yeah, believe Eil HaRegel. The next reason is, you mentioned this before, Rav Masnama Yoim Shenitnu Haruge Beit L'Kfura. And that's what we just said, that the day that the Haruge Beit, so there was a massacre in Beit, like I just mentioned, and these bodies were just laying in the Middle Eastern sun for years, and nothing happened to the bodies. And they came back years later when the Gezerah, it was Hadrian, Emperor Hadrian was the one that made the Gezerah, but when a different emperor came into power, they let them have Kavura, and that was a big simcha, and that day they made the Bracha Tev Meitev, which is Tubav. And the last reason is, this is a very interesting reason, the last reason is the days they stopped chopping wood for the Beis HaMikdash. Now the days are starting to become a little bit shorter, nights a little bit longer, so that the wood for the Beis HaMikdash has to be very hot, very dry, because you don't want it to smoke up on the maracha.
One of the pshatim is that they were able to go back to learn Torah.
Oh, so that's something.
So, Rashbam.
So there's two pirushim. There's Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom. Each one say a little bit different. Yeah. Mesei Midbar also. I'm going to get back to that. So let me go back to what Ari just said. The day of Mesei Midbar. So what happened was every year Tisha B'Av, Hashem said anyone over 20 has to die in a Midbar. So what did they used to do? Everyone died on one day. You know that? People didn't die during the year. Everyone died. Everyone built a grave for himself the night of Tisha B'Av. They dug a grave and you slept in it that night. I never understood. How did you fall asleep that night? You're sleeping in your grave. But the Gemara says you slept, and then there was an
announcement. You're going to die when you're sleeping.
Then. I guess so. It's a peaceful death, right? So the Gemara says... Yeah, the Gemara... The Tosfos brings a Medrash that in the morning they made an announcement. If you're alive, come out. If you're dead, stay right there. And every year, 15,000 people died. Now, the last year they were in the Midbar, so... That year, Tisha B'Av, everyone came out of the grave. So he said, you know what, maybe we made a mistake with the moon, we didn't make the Rish Chaydush right. The 10th, the 11th, the 12th, I kept on going to the grave, everyone came up. On the 15th day of Av, they saw the full moon. They said, no, the Gezeirah is over, and it was a tremendous simcha. Okay, and then the last reason for why we celebrate Tu B'Av is what I was saying before. It's the day they buried the hatchet. They buried the axe. They used to chop wood. The wood needs to be very dry. So when it starts, the day starts getting shorter and the night starts getting longer, so then they stopped chopping wood in the Beis HaMikdash. So there are two variations of why it was a big simcha. One variation is, therefore, it's a simcha because you completed a mitzvah. And the Vilna Gaon, I saw in Bir Hagra, in Hilchos Tam HaTorah, the Ramah says, it's a mitzvah to make a siyum. What's the source of that? Here's the source. And when you finish a mitzvah, when you finish Daf Yomi Shabbos, when you finish a mitzvah, you make a big simcha.
We
should do it any... So according to this Gemara, you're right. You do it anytime you finish a mitzvah. Let's say you take a project. Let's say a guy has that stuck a project. He's putting up a mikveh in his town. The day that they inaugurate, you make a big simcha. Okay, so that's what Matthias was saying. There are two pirushim on what's the reason why the day they stopped chopping wood. The first reason is, like the Bir HaGros Mitzai in Hichos Tam HaTorah, anytime you finish a mitzvah, you make a siyum. This is the makar for making a siyum. That's what he pointed out. I said it's true. You take upon yourself to do a certain staka, and you finished it. You make a simcha. That's why Tu B'Av is a simcha. It's a day they finished the mitzvah for the year. The second reason is that's what Mati was saying. The second reason is because now the nights are longer. It this is just incredible. We're people of the book. It's a national simcha that we have a few minutes extra to learn at night. That's an amazing thing. We don't say tachna now, and if you're in school, if you're in camp, whatever, you do something today, but that's what it is. Okay, but we have to understand, what does it have to do with benching? So one of the reasons why it's a Yom Tov today is the day that they got these people buried, and it was a big simcha. Everyone was able to retrieve their loved ones. Chazal clapped on the bima that year and said, okay, now we're going to add another bracha to benching. What in the world is left with benching? Now, Hatev Meitev has two applications. When we bench, we add another bracha. Also, if you add another yayin, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi when it applies, when it doesn't.
But
when you, right, a lot of rules and regulations when you make a bracha. But if you add another wine to your table, you make a Hatev Meitev on the wine. Okay, so the Mishnah Chachma goes into that too. I'm
not.
Yeah, so because a lot of conditions. But basically speaking, at least we know that when they buried the people of Beitar, we got another brach and benching, right? So what's the pshat? What does it have to do with Beitar? So the Mishnah Chachma is here in Parshas Ekev. If you take a look at it, I'm just going to say very briefly. I never noticed this before. The Mishnah Chachma says, if you look at benching, it's not just we're not just thanking Hashem for food. It's a synopsis of our national history. We came out of Mitzrayim, we got the man. Moshe was the Messiah, we got the man. What is the man? There's Ashkacha Pratis. We come out, there's Ashkacha Pratis. Hashem gives the man. La'nitna Torah, ela la'oichle haman. Hashem was able to teach us Torah. And we keep on going higher and higher. Okay, years later, we come into Eretz Yisrael. Now we're even on a higher Madrega. Yeshua Benin makes a second bracha. This next part of our history, what's the next part of our history? We come into Yerushalayim. Can you imagine? We're the greatest of the nations now. We're a light unto the world. We're now in Yerushalayim. This is the zenith of Klal Yisrael. And you know what happened? It came crashing down. And there were people that thought at that time, that's it, it's over. It's over. Between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, people just married shiksas. And after Bayis Sheni, they thought, okay, there was a Churban, but we have hope. Year 135, we're 65 years after the Churban. Okay, now Mashiach is going to come. We have this superstar, Darach Kaich of Miyakev, a superstar. Rabbi Kiva thought he was Mashiach. And you know what happened there? That came crashing down too. That's tragic. But you know what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even in the darkest, most difficult times, you may not see where I am, but I'm there. And when they were able to give Heruge Beit L'Kavura, they saw that one sheep is going to last through the 70s of Avim. And that's why they were sakin at the most desperate of times and the most sad of times, that even to make a Merah Taiva Amidah, even when you see that, they saw it that, when they saw that we're going to be able to last through this horrible long gallus, when they saw...
Yeah. In the darkest
time.
Is when they made the bracha.
In the darkest time, I made it. It's unbelievable. The darkest time, even in the darkest of times. That's our history. It gives a nice, first of all, context to benching. It's not just a hodgepodge of different thing we're saying. It's basically and it culminated even in the darkest of times and with the story of Beitar, which is very tragic. It happened on Tisha B'Av, but right after Tisha B'Av, Tu B'Av is when we make the bracha of Hatayv Meitav for the Kavur Beitar.
That's your choice.
You see.
And it's Parshas Ekev, which is benching. So.